The question was asked, when it comes to haskamot, letters of approbation, where we find that many books will have a haskama, a letter where a rabbi approves that this book is worth reading or relying on, why would one invest his time in doing that? Should one be careful to read books only if they have that in their beginning, etc.? So, many books have this haskama, and the logic behind it is that about 300 years ago, we ran into a situation where people would promote themselves as being good Orthodox Jews, and then they would stick into their works, things that promoted Shabtai Tzvi, or things that promoted the Reform movement. In different times in history, you had people who were cunningly trying to lead the masses astray, and then they would publish books under the pretense that this was a good Orthodox book, where in fact there are all kinds of other messages there. So we have in the period of the Chassam Sofer, if I'm not mistaken, he wrote a response saying that people shouldn't read a Sefer without Haskama. And again, the logic behind it was that you had people who had access to printing presses, but the content was really content which was intentionally misleading and misguiding and ultimately very, very problematic. Now, if you look back 100 years ago, the Chafetz Chaim got a haskama for his work, the Chafetz Chaim.
What is
haskama? Haskama is a letter where a rabbi will say, I went over this work and it's a work worth printing and it's a work worth learning. Sometimes the haskama goes as far as saying, I back what he says. Most times the haskama says, I back the person. This is a person worth learning from. Sometimes the haskama says, this book is worthless and I wouldn't bother reading it, but this guy wouldn't leave me and wouldn't stop badgering me, so I actually wrote a letter, but I don't necessarily recommend reading this book. So they write it in a more politically correct way, but you should be careful to read the haskamos, because just because a guy put a header which says haskama, letter of approval, doesn't really mean that the content is a letter of approval. One of the famous books that are used today that's in most Jewish households has a letter in the beginning under the title Haskama, in which the rabbi writes, I'm not writing him Haskama. It's like the third sentence in the letter.
I remember that. Distinctly unimpressed with Kilchot Shabbos, Einstein's
Haskama. Ah, okay. So I'm saying there's in every book you have to take the time to read the Haskama and see whether it's really Haskama.
The Upper Kumira Moshe says, like, a lot of us still like me, in his Haskama, we disagreed with the
right. He basically writes in that Haskama, he says, look, the guy was murdered, so I couldn't start arguing with the parents they shouldn't publish the book. So they're very upset. Their son was murdered. He had this pamphlet which he wrote. And so out of respect for them, I'm going to tell them it's a nice book, but I still don't agree with what he wrote. Okay. Arise from the dust.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's a good example. If you read closely and you read between the lines, you can see a lot. And just because a person put the title Haskama doesn't really mean that the letter says I agree, even though the word Haskama should mean I agree. But that's the background really behind the idea of writing Haskamot and looking for Haskamot. In present day, it's very much accepted that people will get Haskama when they publish a book. In my mind, that's one of the reasons I'm very wary of reading books that were printed by university press, because very often they don't bother getting Haskama. So I wonder if the Chafetz Chaim, where all of Israel reads and considers his opinion, and he felt he should get a Haskama from the rabbis of his day, so then who's this person who feels he's so big that no one should really approve his writing? You know, I have a big issue with people who do that. I wonder if what he wrote is really worthwhile, why didn't he go and ask for Haskama? It's not so hard to get. You know, Rav Nevensal reads a book every night or two. He's asked for Haskamot and he goes through the whole book. And if you ask him to, he'll also write footnotes. He'll write comments where he agrees, where he disagrees. So he finishes, he swallows a book every two or three nights. Okay? You know, Rav Moshe Halberstam Zatzal had a whole team that would review each book. because he couldn't cover all the books. He was getting books, like a few books a day, with people asking him for Askama, and he wanted to give them the Askama. So he would have a whole team whose job it was to go over the books that were brought in. You're talking about books sometimes this thick. Just he couldn't go over the whole book, but he had a team go over the book. So I'm saying it's doable. It's still doable today. And I have to wonder when I see a book that doesn't have Askama, I have to wonder why that book doesn't have Askama. It certainly puts it in question in my mind. Do children's books need Askama? I don't think so. I think the average children's book is okay.
I think there's two of the most big Latino rabbis in Israel.